faster to here. There we go.
Ganapati gum havamahe kavim kavinam upamashravastamam jyeshtharajam brahmanam brahmanaspata anashrinvan utibhissidasatanam om shri maha ganapataye namaha Sadashiva samarambham shankaracharya madhyamam asmadacharya pariyantam vande guru paramparam om sahana bhavatu sahana bhunaktu sahaviryankaravavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu mavid Vishavahi Om Shanti 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 Vasudevendra Yogindram Nutva Jnanapradam Gurum Mumukshu Nam Hitarthaya Tattva Bodho Bhidiyate
So we started looking into Atma, what is Atma? And as was pointed out in the text, it was saying that Atma Satyam Tadanyat Sarvam Mithya. What is Atma is Satyam, what is not Atma is Mithya. So what is Atma is, we said, what do we mean by Satyam, by reality here? That which is there in the three periods of time. So if something wasn't there before, then that couldn't be Atma. When were you not there? Tell me one experience you had where you weren't there. One. You won't find it, right? Not one experience that you can ever have that you weren't there. So show me any place, time you weren't there. You'll say, yeah, but before I was born, I wasn't there. Well, show an experience first, right? Say you were you say I was born. Well, show the experience you were born. Yeah, my parents told me. No, you tell me of experience you were born. Interestingly, when people do, people go under hypnosis and they go back and they've already shown for previous lives. If you want, now YouTube is, you know, has everything recorded from everywhere. Look up this wonderful thing I saw years back before YouTube was there, that this film called Reincarnation Coming Back. This one, some researchers went and did and researched, and they found people they remember from previous life, but by hypnosis, otherwise things that otherwise there's no way they could know, the dialect, the place. This is no way they could know. So take yourself back. Point here isn't the reincarnation. Point is, okay, before the birth also, yes, I'm still there. Right? So. One place you're not there. So Atma Satyam, there's something in you always the same. That's why when the definition of Atma was here, it did say Satchidananda Rupam or Satchidananda Surupam. But more it said what it's not, right? Stula Sukshma Karana Sharirat Vyatiriktaha. That which is not the physical body, the gross body, not the subtle body, not the causal body. So we looked at the thing is, because here, it's just in order to correct a small error. That's all Vedanta is pointing out, to correct a small error, and that's it. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, the beginning, Arjuna has a problem. right? That's the whole Bhagavad Gita about Arjuna's. Arjuna has an issue dealing with the situation. So at the beginning it's like that. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, nothing external has changed. Exact same scenario, only his view of things changed. That's it. Corrected the view, and then no problem. So here also, a misunderstanding, correcting the view, then that's what's needed. So we looked at the physical body, and physical body, of course, goes through Shartvikara. It's had six changes, the body. It's conceived, it's born, it grows, it changes, it decays, it dies. That's the body. So if the body is like this, then that can't be the Atma, because Atma, we said, is not the part that changes in this way. So this is what we saw last time, the Stula Shariram. Now let's see the other components that we may have that we can identify with, because the thing is the correction. Now, of course, as we said, Shravanam Mananam. Okay, so I hear that I'm not the physical body, there's a component in me, something that is not changing, constant, right? What something's essence is always there. Something's essence, if it's not there, that's not its essence. So my essence, it says here, is something not changing. So now, Shravanam, I heard I'm not the physical body. Now I have to do Mananam, look at it. Why am I, and understand, okay, there's a component in me that's not changing. And I'm aware of that because I'm always in and through all my experiences, but the body is ever changing. Since body is ever changing, then I can't be that. Now it takes a lot to reflect on, look at it, question, to clarify for myself. One challenge is just, if we say, okay, how am I going to know Atma this lifetime? How? Okay, it's too difficult. Fine, if we think like that, how about just this lifetime, if we just achieve, I know I'm not the physical body. What a huge, huge achievement like this. I'm beyond the physical body, something comes and goes, that's not me. That would be already something, take me, good ways there. So something to think of like this. In any case, now that we know we're not the Stula Shariram, let's look at the next components. Now, Sukshma Shariram comes, right? That's next. So that is here on page 13. So here, Sukshma Shariram Kim. I just leave the quiet for you to chant, because all those in the immediate area have abandoned me or online, so you just chant back. I'll be quiet, and you can chant after. Apanchikrita panchamahabhutaihi krutam satkarma janyam sukadukhadi bhoga sadhanam pachyanendriyani panchakarmendriyani panchapranadayaha manaschaikam bhutischaika evam saptadashakalaphihi sahayastishtati tatsukshma shariram. The subtle body is that which is made of the five original elements before grossification, is born of the past good actions, the instrument for the enjoyment of pleasure, sorrow, etc., and that which abides with 17 parts, meaning the five organs of perception, five organs of action, five pranas, the mind and intellect. This is what the Sukshma Shariram is. It's, we said the Stula Shariram, the gross body. This one we said is your address, right, in order to interact with the world. This is Vyavaharika, manifestation. The objective world is transactional world, right? Because transaction, you're sitting listening, now the sound is coming in, right? Transaction, sound coming. You speak, transaction, the sound goes out to somebody else. So everything is moving transaction like this. So in this transaction world, you need an address. Without an address, how can Amazon know to send something to you or pick up the package to return? They can't know. So you need the address for interacting with the world. Now you want to interact with Amazon, you need your sukshma sharira as well. You need the app. You say, okay, I want to order from Amazon. How am I going to do it? Well, you're going to say, well, I'm just going to, you have your cell phone, your smartphone, you have your computer. Now you need the internet and go to Amazon. You need the Amazon app. So you need the subtle as well. Right? And the thing is, that, again, technology now makes it so much easier to explain these things. You have your smartphone, and you know they say the smarter the phones become, what happens to the people? Let's see, that we leave as a blank, we can decide. So then, so we say like this, but in any case, you have your cell phone, that's the hardware, stula shariram, then you have many apps. One phone, many apps. So one physical body, one stula shariram, many apps, sukshma shariram, subtle body, has many different toolkit like this. But apps is even better because like this. Because the thing is, we'll get into those. But in any case, let's see what it said here. So, where was it? So, apanchi kritam mahabhutaihi kritam, pancha mahabhutaihi kritam. Before we said, the grossified elements becomes the physical body. The subtle elements are the subtle body. So gross ones are the physical, subtle ones, the ones that haven't been. This panchikritam, grossification, it'll discuss later. So let's just leave it here that one, the elements are subtle, one, they're gross. In the dream world, you see everything, but it's subtle. Here, you see everything, but it's gross, because here it's physical material, there it's something more subtle. So we'll get into that later in the text, but just, we say it's made also, it's material, but it's subtler material, like this. And anyway, you'll say, how can something not manifest be subtle material? Einstein helped with this very much for our scientific minds in our day and age. E equals mc squared. Energy is subtle, matter is gross. Okay. Thought is also subtle. And matter is gross. So thought also is matter, but subtle. So in this way, something subtle, something gross. The gross is tangible to the senses, the subtle not. Because you can infer that the other person is thinking something, seeing something, but you can't see that. You can see the physical, but not the subtle. So in this way. And satkarma janyam, similar to the physical body, it also said like this, due to our good karmas, we have this subtle body. Because you have the subtle body. Because for instance, if we're manifest as lower, as an animal or as a plant, where it's not as developed, a mind and everything, then this Vedanta class, we're not going to attend. Sometimes some pet, like a dog, like there's Vedanta class, they like to come and sit there. So people say, oh, this dog must really be listening, It's a nice environment, so the dog likes to come and sit. The dog is not understanding Vedanta most probably like this. And let's say there's some rare case like this, then that rare case we shouldn't take as the exception. So it's not that we should think if I come as a dog that I'll understand Vedanta. If I'm born as a dog in our day and age in the West, yes, I'll live like a king, but I'm going to live, you know, the mind isn't going to be developed. So it'll be bhoga, but no jnanam. So that's up to our choice, like this. So in this way, so we have some punya karma that we have, this wonderful instrument, right? In this way. And then what happens, okay, now the toolbox. Pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, pancha pranadayaha manaha ekam, one mind, buddhi eka, one buddhi, one intellect. So it says, okay, you have 17 apps. You'll see somewhere it says 19, some places 17, just depends how they break up. It's because the antakarana, the mind, is broken up sometimes into two components, sometimes into four, depending. So that's not the essence, the essential thing. The essential thing, okay, yes, it has many, you know, you have many apps on the phone, you have many instruments in here. So it said the five organs of knowledge, what we call the senses, jnana indriyani. And look, they're instrument. Nya indriya, instruments. So instruments, organs for knowing. Karmendriyani, instruments for doing activity. Right? Prana, five pranas, the different energies that help it to function. Right? Physical body, we have different types of energy in there for it to function. Without that, it wouldn't function. So in this way, we have all these. And then we also have, so these indriyas, we said, we call them bahishkaranam, external instruments, because they're instruments for interact with the external. Then you have the internal instrument also, antakaranam, where here the buddhi and manaha, mind, intellect, are stated as that. The inner instrument. In your computer, you have software that connects to your, right, mic and speakers so you can hear now, and camera. And then you have internal, you have the operating system inside. Both are needed, internal instrument and external, one for interacting outside, one for the internal processing, like this. So same way, we need that in order to function, like this. So we have, like, these are what we have, right? So then it has the 17 parts. Now, one question. It has many parts. Me as I, as just you say, pure I, I'm aware. How many parts does I aware have? What do you mean by parts? If it had parts, then sometimes I'd be 75% aware, sometimes 25% aware. And I don't mean as aware as, oh, I'm a little tired, so I'm not as aware of things around because my mind is tired, like this. But I mean just awareness. Awareness is one thing. You're one awareness always. This is multiple. The sukshma shirya has multiple parts. How can I be something that's multiple parts? Right? If you're multiple parts, then you can be partially there. Right? I can be partially. Oh, I'm here in class, but you know, one of my senses is not working well today, so I'm only 80%. I'm 80% myself. Doesn't work. Actually, a true story is that a few Western fellows went to India to see Ramana Maharshi when he was alive. And so this group of people, one of them was blind. And the others were saying how radiant Ramana was. And so this one person was feeling very bad how he can't see Ramana Maharshi like this. And so Ramana Maharshi told him, in order to really see me, to my true form, you have to drop your senses. So you're already 20% ahead of the others, like this. So, because again, we're learning, it's pointing out what we're not. We analyze because that's what I mistake myself to be. So showing why I'm not the sukshma sharira, why I'm not sudha sharira. That's the important thing. So we study to understand it because the identify with it. How to know that that's not what I am. So now since it's multiple things together, the text is going to discuss all those components. So let's see.
Shrotram twak chakshu, shrotram twak chakshu, rasana ghranamiti, rasana ghranamiti, panchajnanendriyani. Panchajnanendriyani. The five organs of perception are the ear, the skin, the eye, the tongue, the nose. You'll see in this order usually, and we'll see why later also. Since it will discuss, no need to get into it earlier. Shrotrasya digdevata, shrotrasya digdevata, tvacho vayuhu. Tvacho vayuhu, Chakshushasuryaha, Rasanaya Varunaha, Ghranasyashvinau, Itikyanendriya Devataha.
The presiding deities of the organs of perception are Dik, is the deity of the ear, Vayuhu for skin, Suryaha for sun, the sun for the eyes, Varunaha for the tongue, and the Ashwin twins for the nose, like this. So what happens is, okay, so if you have if there's a certain power, like for instance, we're sitting in the room here, and in the room here, the light is on, right? So there's electricity coming to the house here. And since it's 40 degrees outside, the heater is on, right? So the heater is on, so the gas is coming to here. Now, these ones, now I notice that my neighbors also have the light on, so their electricity is theirs and my electricity is mine separate. We'll say, no, it's not. They're all coming from the same thing, all coming from PG&E. Here it's PG&E, you might be sitting somewhere else, different company is supplying. But it's coming from the same powerhouse, same place. So when there is some sort of power manifest somewhere, meaning that there is some universe, some more central place, and eventually some universal, something universal that is manifest there. Like for instance, if you go, you know, if you go one story up, right? And then you want to, you know, you're on the roof. You're very careful. You don't want to fall down because of the gravity here, right? You don't want to fall down from somewhere high because the gravity here can hurt you. Now you go visit your friend on a different exoplanet. There you don't have to worry about falling. No. Your friend will say gravity is here too because the mass of our planet is pretty much similar to the mass of your planet. So meaning gravity is something not just the Earth has, but because it's a universal phenomena. So seeing, hearing this, we know it's universal because we see the other people, the other animals have it. So some universal phenomena manifest there. So that universal phenomena, there's something we call it, we don't call the Earth's gravity and Jupiter's gravity and the Sun's gravity. We just say gravity. So same way here, there's some universal phenomena here behind it. So the devata, the universal thing behind it. So here it said, for hearing, dig devata, the direction, space, like this. So space, the vibration first comes in the space, right? Vibrations first there. And then also directions, you need from your ear, if you're, something's wrong with your ears, this direction isn't as clear. This is also another explanation why dig devata, why space, directions, is that the when you drink water, the taste is the neutral taste. So the sound in space is the neutral sound, like this. Like these, some explanations, again, why, these aren't always very much explained in the text, exactly why specific ones, but for the sound, they say space, the directions, the space is the devata, meaning that which is behind the space, behind the directions, is the same which is behind the ears. Because the thing is, that's a manifest form. But what is behind, the power behind it? Same with the sense of touch, vayu. When the wind blows, you feel it, right? And then surya, that which brings, what, that which brings light, colors and forms, and for that light, so that which is behind the sun, manifests as the sun, will be also which is behind seeing. And then we have smelling. Oh, first, taste. Varuna is the right god of waters. You need the liquid in the mouth, saliva, for taste. And then the Ashwinau, they're twins, maybe that's why for breathing, for smell. I wouldn't know more details. There could be texts that go into more details, but the structure is more the important thing here than exact explanation like this. And again, the structure here, it shows individual universal. So one thing is,
what's manifest as me isn't just, you know, just me, this individual, but some other powers are all manifest within me. So am I just this limited? Even as the upadhi, we haven't talked about upadhi yet, we'll talk later, but as these layers, these layers of this physical body, of this, of the subtle body, it's things that are coming from the universe, right? So things that are coming from the universe, just like the power in my house is coming from the, you know, from the same powerhouses to the other places. So it's something that's manifest, that's not just within me, it's some universal thing. So I look so much of myself as the individual, but you can't separate from the totality. That's one important point here. And again, the text later will discuss it further, but it links the individual and totality, just like water and wave. You can't separate, you can't, the wave isn't something external from the water, like this, okay. So just to show the powers of those abilities within me, they're coming from elsewhere. It's not just from me in this way, okay. And also the power, the ability, is an ability is jaram. An ability is not a sentient thing. Is seeing sentient? No, the one who sees is sentient. Is hearing sentient? No, the one who hears is sentient, right? Is thinking sentient? No, the one who thinks is sentient. So it also shows I'm the sentient being. These are instruments. And instruments, then, whether they're there or not, I'm the sentient being. That's another reason why pointing these out, not to think that I'm any of these. These are manifestations from the universe, from Ishvara, eventually Ishvara, all the deities, so they're going to be like my limbs, deity, you can say limbs of Ishvara if you want to, but they come from Ishvara, from the totality. And also that, you know, then I'm the one using these, I'm not them. Like this. And then, points out again, just a few more points about these. Shrotrasya vishaya shabda grahanam. Shrotrasya vishaya shabda grahanam. Twacho vishaya sparsha grahanam. Twacho vishaya sparsha grahanam. Chakshusho vishayo rupa grahanam. Chakshusho vishayo rupa grahanam. Rasanaya vishayo rasa grahanam. Rasanaya vishayo rasa grahanam. Ghranasya vishayo gandhagranamiti. Ghranasya vishayo gandhagranamiti. The scope of the ear is the cognition of sound. Scope of the skin is cognition of touch. The sphere of activity of the eye is cognition of color and form. The sphere of action of the tongue is the cognition of taste. The object of the nose is the condition of the cognition of smell. So, again, each one has its sphere of experience. I experience through these, right, like this. Whether that sphere is open to me or not, at some time or other, I'm still the same awareful being, like this. So with that, I can use for the transaction world experience things. If it's not there, I'm still there. This is the import. It's my instrument, it's not me. I have my car there. If it breaks down, it has to go to the shop, I'm still fine. I can walk or take the bus. It'll probably be healthier for me to walk anyway, right? Or take my bicycle. But it's not me. This is one of the main things. Vakpanipadapayusthaniti. Vakpanipadapayupasthaniti. Panchakarmendriyani. The five organs of action are the organ of speech, the hands, the legs, the organ of excretion, and the genitals. So just like we have the five organs of knowledge, jnanendriyani, this is input, panchakarmendriyani, output, activity, right? Because I'm a knowing person, so I sense things I know, and I'm also doing action, like this, the activity. So I need instruments for both in this way, okay? Vacho devata vanhihi. Vacho devata vanhihi. Hastayor indraha. Hastayor indraha. Padayor vishnuhu. Padayor vishnuhu. Payor mrityuhu. Payor mrityuhu. Upasthasya prajapatihi. Upasthasya prajapatihi. Iti karmendriya devataha. Iti karmendriya devataha.
So the deities of the organs of action are fire, the organ of speech for the hands. Fire for the organ of speech, Indra for the hands, Vishnu for the feet, Mrityu for the organ of excretion, and Prajapati for the genitals. So again, gives there's universal power behind, and then the individual manifestation of it, like this. So some of them will be clear, some exactly why, you know, we may not know. Speech, you can have fiery speech, so then Agni can be there, right? Hands, Indra, strength. Indra is the king of the heavens, so strength, that may be assumed why. Vishnu, all-pervading. So we have to go anywhere in the space, we need locomotion. So maybe that's why. Prajapati, of course, for the progenitor, so for genitals. And then Mrityu, for throwing things out. Could be some connection there like this. But in any case, again, most of the important point is that, yes, there is the individual, and the components are coming from the totality. Just like the apps, you got them from the app store or something, and just like the app is in yours, it's still in everybody else's. There's a bug in yours, there's a bug in everybody else's. It does certain things, it does in everybody else's phone, the same way. And it all belongs to Microsoft, whoever made it. Same way it belongs to the Devata, like this. So very similar. This wonderful thing, how they made now the technology. And of course, where did the idea come from? Where did the ideas come from? That's the interesting thing, because from our experience like this, right? So this is interesting. One interesting thing with this, because it'll come from our ideas will go into this technology, right? So very interesting point with it is some years back, they wanted to have the computer parse human language. Now, you know, there's enough computing power and everything that they're managing to do it better nowadays. But earlier on, then they weren't managing to do it. So they were trying, they weren't managing. Then they thought they'll invent a language so that the computer can parse a language special for that. But then they found one language that is so well codified the computer can parse it. What language is that? Sanskritam. Because Sanskrit is so well codified that the, you know, set of rules, Pāṇini rules, 4,000 rules, take all those, you have the whole language like this. Everything codified. Very, very interesting. Probably oldest or one of the oldest known still existing languages, and that one, right, that's the one that the computer can do. Very interesting. So in any case, so the organs of action are also these abilities to do again. So we also say the fact that I can see, it's the blessing of Surya Devata, right? Fact that I can speak, then blessing of Agni Devata, because fact that I have electricity is blessing of PG&E Devata. If I didn't pay my bill, right? I did my papa, PG&E will cut it. So, in this way. So, you know, some people go into the, you know, they say if you have, somebody's born blind, some karma must have caused that, like this. So there must be, you know, obviously there's some karma that caused it. So that Devata as though is not happy with you. So in this way we can say, just to show there's this, it's a universal thing, not just the individual as the body and this. This helps to, the more you look into it like this, it helps to loosen the idea, because it's a manifestation of something from totality.
So this is a nice thing when we look into the components like this, and also components in the Prata Smarana Stotram of Adi Guru Shankara. Something everybody should know, especially the first of the three verses. Every morning when I wake up, I say, because it just reminds of everything. And so there says, Tad Brahma Nishkala Maham Nacha Bhuta Sangaha. I'm the consciousness, which is boundless, which is one, right? I'm not made out of components. Here it's showing my subtle body's components. So am I made of components? Right? Somebody, you see somebody old that their body is starting to fail in different ways. They're still there, the one person. They're not, you know, not that some component left, now they're not them. They're still them. Some ability went. One other interesting thing here with the Karmendriyani and Gyanendriyani is that one of them is both. One of them, the tongue, is double purpose. Just like sometimes in cabinets in different countries, some minister has two posts, right? This will be both internal secretary and secretary of defense, or something like this. Where I grew up, that would happen a lot of the time, when we'll get to. So what happens then is the tongue has two, both Karmendriya and Gyanendriya. Swami Shivananji likes to say it's a double-edged sword, because we too have too much input and too much and wrong output, too much and wrong input, like this. And he says if just the tongue is under control, you've done most of the work for the senses, like this, because how powerful it is in both directions, like this. So, you know, you just eat properly. What a difference it makes. Like this friend that I had some time back, a Taiwanese Buddhist monk. So in their monastery, they have one meal before noon. There's an evening small meal they call medicine meal. Those who aren't as well or whatever they need it, they take, but most of them don't take. These monks, they're so pure mind, so clear like this, because the input is very minimal, just what they need, like this. So it's a very nice example when the sattvic food and just what's needed is taken in makes a big difference in the mind. So in any case, it'll go through the list also, of course, of the what the Jnanendriyas do. Vacho Vishayo Bhashanam. Vacho Vishayo Bhashanam. Panyor Vishayo Vastugrahanam. Panyor Vishayo Vastugrahanam. Padayor Vishayo Gamanam. Padayor Vishayo Gamanam. Payor Vishayo Malatyagaha. Payor Vishayo Malatyagaha. Upasthasya Vishaya Ananda Iti. Upasthasya Vishaya Ananda Iti. So, the sphere of activity of the organ of speech is speaking. The sphere of activity, and here also we said that this is punya janya. We punya, due to our punya, we have this. If we're born as animal, we can't speak. We have very minimal, there's some, but very minimal communication. How intricate we can communicate, and even this Vedanta, even though words are limited, they're used to point this out. So, language, we'll have to have a very developed mind for it. The sphere of activity of the hands is to grasp objects. The function of the legs is locomotion. Function of the organ of excretion is the elimination of waste products, right? Very important, like this. And the sphere of activity of genitals is pleasure. And everything, what a design, Ishvara made everything in place, right? Made also the procreation as enjoyable, because that way procreation will happen, otherwise procreation won't happen. And also Ananda, the reason is the greatest joy, they say, is having the people's greatest joy is their children. So Ananda, procreation, bringing Ananda, bringing also the, also in this way, bringing how happy, you know, that's what delights people, that's their, you know, greatest thing, that for most people what they love, the greatest love for the children, for next generation. So Ananda there also for this reason as well. So that does. Now there is one thing here. Is where's Manabuddhi? Did I miss it? Did we skip something or did I? Sorry, Panchikritam. We went to Jnanendriyani, Karmendriyani, and then Karana Shariram. Huh. Buddhi, Mana, and Buddhi. I'm wondering if we're just missing the verses or what happened. But in any case, we'll, if there's no verse, because I'm sure there is that over here. Did somebody see that I missed verses on Mana and Buddhi? There has to be something here for that. Shrotam Chakshakshu, I went into there. No, it didn't say it here. Okay, so we'll say it without this. In any case, it said there are 17 parts, so these were 10. Mana and Buddhi, I'm sure, is here. Maybe it's later and I missed it or something. Maybe because when it goes into the koshas, it talks about. Could be that I'm just not clear exactly where it is. But one interesting thing is, it said also five pranas, but it didn't go into detail here. We don't know exactly why. Could be that maybe some verses were lost from the text. That's a possibility. Or it could be that it's what there wasn't as essential that in but in any case, five pranas. So also five pranas, one main prana. The prana is in general energy, but then the prana is the different energies in our system. You can say the main physiological functions, because that's energy. So we say there's pranaha, which is respiration. Right? For your system to work, it needs that. And apanaha is going to be excretion or getting rid of all waste products like this. Then you have vyanaha. You need circulation. Both the blood and everything has to circulate in the system. Once, you know, respiration is there or digestion is there, everything has to be brought, delivered, right? The Amazon trucks are needed to bring the goods, though, the circulation needed. And then afterwards, we also have then the samanaha, digestion, assimilation. You have to assimilate. And then udana is, this is the reversal, because reversal is done for necessary, sometimes there's a danger, so for danger taking care. So I something that shouldn't go into my nostrils, dust goes in, I'm going to sneeze to throw it out. I'm going to cough or vomit, wrong food is eaten, it protects the system, right? So in this way, we're fighting against pathogens like this, in this way. So Dana throws it out like this. One other thing Udana, they say, does is, what happens is, if you have a rental place and the person stays beyond their lease and they're not leaving or paying rent, then, right, you have to, unfortunately, you have to say, we're very sorry, we sent you enough notifications, you're going to have to be evicted. So when it's time to leave this body, we've been in here for our 70, 80 years, 90 years, whatever it is, and the bodies are not well enough for us to stay in, but we don't want to leave because we're so comfortable and used to it. Something needs to evict, something needs to push the jiva out of the body. It's like Udana also does that. At death, it also pushes jiva out of the body as well. That's also needed for that. I think some energy has to push out like this. Even if somebody, okay, I'll be happy to leave still, you know, something has to take. So that's what they also say Udana is for. So it's all functionalities. Very amazing instrument, this subtle body, and works together with the physical body. Phenomenal, but again, it's an instrument. Okay. And then Antakarana, which we said, I was sure there were verses here, somehow not, but in any case. Then Antakarana, inner instrument also, we need that. Manaha, the Antakarana, inner instrument. Manaha, mind, we say that's where thoughts, emotions are. it's somewhere in here, it says, it'll say, sankalpa vikalpa manaha. The mind thinks on the two sides, oscillates between. Should we have the class or should we not have the class? Should I get up and go to class or should I instead, you know, go wherever, go sightseeing, whatever it is. Should I do this? Did I do this? Did I not? Like this. So, and all that information is needed for churning, because otherwise, without the information, how am I going to make a decision? So the thoughts swinging here and there, the emotions also in manaha, and then the buddhi is nishchaya buddhi, nishchayatmika buddhi, ascertained. Ascertained thought, meaning the rational thought, ascertained. I see somebody at a distance, I say, oh, is that Shri, right? Only one person in front of me here, so, oh, is that Shri I see in the distance? Is that somebody familiar? It looks like it. Could it be Shri? Get a little closer. Yes, the intellect says, yes, that's him. But it'll say, no, kind of look like him, but it's not him. So the ascertained knowledge, like this, logical. So these two parts, two main components here taken as the mind, are necessary for its functionality, because the mind needs the information for in worldly things, the emotion is part of it, but then also needs the clear-cut knowledge. Without the clear-cut knowledge, then, you know, we can never decide anything, we can never take something as certain, so it stays just, things stay up in the air. And with just the intellect, without the other one, how am I going to have the information to churn to, you know, think clearly about something? So these are the different two components of the mind. Again, other texts will give other components, but here it gives these two as this one. So this whole subtle body then functions with all of these. You have the energy which connects to the body, and then you have the senses, one for activity, which is more connected to the energy, etc. Then you have the mind, the thoughts to connect, and then more subtle, the intellect, all functions very nicely, and we'll discuss how these interact and these levels of functionality when it gets into panchakosha. Maybe there it goes into the mind. I just didn't remember because, again, I didn't go through every detail in the text lately. So this then is our subtle body, sukshma sharira. This next component that I identify with, and that also I have to look and see, understand why this is the instrument, this isn't the Atma. This is changing, this is multiple parts, right, in this way. The Atma isn't that. So next, he said all three, the three bodies, so the last one here. Karana shariram kim. Karana shariram kim anirvachya anirvachya anadi anadi avidyarupam sharira dvayasya karanamatram sharira dvayasya karanamatram satswarupa jnanam Satswarupa jnanam nirvikalpakarupam yadasti tatkarana shariram. So what is the causal body? Causal body is that which is of the form of indefinable, beginningless ignorance, the cause for the two bodies, the gross and subtle, the sthula and sukshma sharira, ignorance of one's own nature, and of the nature of total non-differentiation. And here it breaks down between objects or thoughts and the subject. So this is what this karana sharira is, karana cause, the causal body. Right? So one thing is this. If you have an effect, there has to be a cause. Anything that we see has a cause, like this. And I'll give you a nice example which would be a nice illustration similar to this. Where I grew up, then in the springtime, it's a desert area. In the springtime, these, they call them black. They're very dark purple, so almost black. These black irises come up from in the middle of the desert. They come up. So people go there just to go and see that. From empty desert, you come very quickly. Oh, these are bloom there. Now, when the season is over, they go away. So you'll say, oh, I want to, so where do these irises come from? You'll go, you'll dig down, and you'll pull out a bulb. Now, you'll cut the bulb up, and you're going to see it all looks the same inside, undifferentiated. I don't see any flower or anything in here, right? So it has the potential for bringing that. The Kadanshir potential is something in potential state. It's not manifest. So the potential state is there. It's an unmanifest, undifferentiated state. You can't see what it is. You know, you'll bring me two bulbs. One is that iris, one is a different iris. You know, let's say they look the same. You won't know which is which. Once it grows, then you'll know what the difference is in this way. So in this way, goes into its cause and then manifests. So when you go to deep sleep, where are you, the individual, the physical individual, the subtle individual, the thoughts, mind, all this, where did it go? Went into potential state. But it comes out the same, you're the same person comes out of it, so you went to potential state, you came out. Right? And you go into potential state, the same one comes out. Just like the iris will go into that bulb, it'll come out, the tulip goes into a tulip, the tulip will come out. It's not that the iris will go into the bulb and then a tulip will come out. Potential for that specific thing. Right? So, meaning that when it goes into the causal state, although we can't differentiate, undifferentiated, when it'll come out, it's the same material, because otherwise why would the same thing come out? So same material is there, it's just the subtlest potential form is a subtler material, the subtlest material will be in that state, like this. So now, since I'm not the effect here, the stula sukshma sharira, neither of these, I can also not be that cause. If I was that cause is the same, made out of the same stuff. Like this. Also here it says avidya. Its base is ignorance. That's what it's made out of. What is, it's saying what, right? The physical body, later it'll say it's made out of food. We actually pointed that out. Here it's made out of universal components and this. Now what is the karana shiri made out of? Avidya, ignorance. What is made out of ignorance? Very interesting. So it's made out of ignorance in this way. So now I'll say, well, it's made out of ignorance, okay. Is ignorance a substance? No. It's like darkness. What is darkness? Lack of light. Ignorance, lack of knowledge. So since it's lack of knowledge, meaning, what am I at base? I'm a knowing being, I'm a awareful being. So, if I was that, can I be avidya? I can't. My nature isn't ignorance, right? My nature is knowingness, awareness. So that's knowledge, knowingness. So meaning that can't be me. If that was me, my nature would be ignorance. Okay, and also it's part of the change. Goes into potential form, comes out as manifest as a differentiated. And comes always as differentiated. It's the potential for coming differentiated. I'm not differentiated, I'm one. So it's also part of the change. It's part of the change process. I'm not part of the change process because I'm satyam. Atma is always the same. So that's how we say that can't be me. If that was me, then I'd be this change phenomenon all the time. Okay? So in this way. So now we say there's the divisions. There we don't see any divisions, right? You break your deep sleep, no divisions. That's why we love it. Oh, no divisions within me, no divisions me in the world. I get a break from everything, right? I love the deep sleep like this. How wonderful like this.
So there we don't see, we don't see them. An interesting point about it also is in ignorance, let's say I'm ignorant of Chinese. You're also ignorant of Chinese. Can there be a gradation? I'm kind of 80% ignorant Chinese. Either I'm ignorant of Chinese or not. I can say I know a little, but that's I'll say I know how to speak a little bit. I learned for 6 months. Let's say somebody will say that. Meaning there's a gradation in knowledge. They know a little, like first level. Somebody else knows, like, you know, like college, like high school level. Somebody is totally fluent. So there's gradation in knowledge, but not gradation in ignorance. You can't have gradation in gradation of darkness. No, gradation of light, not gradation of darkness. Okay? So in this way. So this is other important point. And then what happens is, so another very interesting point with this then is, it says anadi, it's beginningless. Let's say that I didn't know Chinese, now I learned some Chinese. Then you'll say, okay, how long have you learned no Chinese? Well, for 1 year, I've studied 1 year, I know for 1 year. How long did you not know Chinese? What do you mean, forever before that? When did your ignorance of Chinese start? It never started. What do you mean? I never knew Chinese. It didn't start like this. So it's beginningless. And reason why this avidya is beginningless is like this. The potential form is there. And what happens, this is the cause of the other two bodies, just like the bulb is the cause of the plant. Since it's the cause of it, it's there before the plant. The bulb is there before. You see, oh, the beautiful flower is there. You'll say, yes, where did it come from? From a bulb. The bulb is the cause. So the bulb was there before the flower. So now you'll say, well, okay, the mind is there. The mind is there, but what is its cause? It's avidya, right? Its cause is that. Since its cause is that, then how can it go back? How can the mind go back to it, to the cause? Can the flower see the bulb that was there before? No, it can't, because the bulb was there before. The mind can't go to what was there before it manifested. So they say that the grandfather is walking on the beach in the early morning with the grandson holding his hand, and they were just day before, they were at cousin's wedding, and it was very nice and everything. First time the grandson was there at a wedding, never been before. So the grandson asked the grandfather, did you also get married? Yes, of course, I married your grandma, and now they just do 1 day ceremony, then it was 7 days, so much grander, so much this. Really, why didn't you bring me to, why wasn't I there? Why didn't you bring me to your wedding? Like this. So it's like the mind wanting to go back to the karana sharira. Karana sharira is before the mind is there. How can you go back to what was before? It's before it came into being. The mind needs time, change. Without time, there's no mind, right? Because mind, movement, change. No movement, no mind. Now, karana sharira, no differentiation, meaning no difference is no time. How can the mind perceive of no time? It can't. So that's why it can't go to there in this way. Okay? And the interesting thing in science, now they're saying for the universe, singularity. Meaning, this one, what we said, avikalpa, no differences. What was there? We can't tell. Everything was in balance, meaning there was no differences. What is there? We don't know. So very interesting how they come to this conclusion, which rishis had long ago concluded that is sourced like this. But here, source, we look at my source, the universe, other thing, but of my source like this, okay? Then now, anirvachaniyam, so what is it? Well, the mind can't really see what it is. And then what happens, you say, okay, the interesting thing in is, since the mind comes out of that, then it's the base of all of our knowledge, the worldly knowledge, all of this, the base of it is the cause is this avidya. And the proof for it also is,
If you're the greatest expert in some subject, greatest expert in the world, okay, somebody who just knows a little of the subject, you asked a few questions, eventually they'll get to, I don't know. After 10 questions, they get to, I don't know. The greatest expert, after 35 questions, they get to, I don't know. Eventually get to, I don't know. Right? The I don't, because you get, why is it like this? Where'd that come from? And what's its base? And how come it came around like this? You go back, it'll get to, I don't know. So all the knowledge in the end, based on, I don't know. That's comes from the ignorance in this way. Very interesting. So this is, these are a few things where it's pointing out about this, about the karana shariram in this way. So we say this is the subtlest form of matter, this karana shariram. And so we said anirvachaniya, we can't categorize it. And also you can show when you get to the material things how it's based on that, because you say, okay, the pot, you say pot. So you say pot is clay. It's true, but not completely true. Because pot is clay, but then you have a cup, then you have a plate. That's not also clay, but that's not pot. So is it pot or clay? It's pot. Well, what is pot then? It's clay, but that plate is clay. No, so it's not. So can you really, other than the name you give to a certain form, it's not the substance. So that's why we say it's mitya. Mitya is based on ignorance because I don't really perceive what's there. I give it some idea what it is. But that some idea is useful for our transaction, but not substantial. So the avidya manifests then as, you know, as mitya, not as substantial. This is an example that's given. You can't completely see it, like you can't fully define it. Fully define the pot. Right? Well, it's clay, but it's not just clay. Clay is something else. How are you going to fully define it? Can't fully define like this, undefinable in this way. So it's anirvachaniya, avidya, right? Anirvachaniya, anadi, we said beginningless. You can't say when it began because there's no time. In this ignorance, in the potential state, there's no time. Right? In your deep sleep, where is the time? You need the mind for time. As to manifest, then there's time in this way. Right? Because just like the world, before the world, the moment before, till the microsecond after the manifestation world, now they can talk about it. Before that, there's no time what to talk about. How much time before the creation? They can't say. So in my deep sleep, just before I came out of the deep sleep. Well, just after you can talk, just before there's no time, how are you going to say? In this way, anadi, avidya rupam, what is its substance? It's avidya, ignorance. Sharira dvayasya karana matram, it's the cause of the other two bodies. Right? Sattva sarupa jnanam, it's ignorant of my true nature. Otherwise, because its form is a jnanam. When I forget my body mind for a few moments, do I know who I am? No, it's still like a covering that I'm not still unclear, like the darkness, unclear what I am before that, unclear what I am behind that, right? So it's not, due to that ignorance, I don't know my true nature. That's why how to go beyond, the only cure for ajnanam, only cure for ignorance is knowledge. That's why knowledge is needed in order to go beyond this ignorance of what I am, of who I am, because anything else still has to do with mind. It can't remove the ignorance. You know, standing on my head, doing a lot of activity, things like that, they won't remove the ignorance. They can purify the mind, make a prepared instrument, but they can't remove the ignorance because you need the proper thing. Just like darkness, you only remove with light, not with anything else. Ignorance only with knowledge. Nirvikalpaka rupam, we said it's undifferentiated. You can't, homogeneous, because the moment there's differences, mind is there. Okay, there are differences. Space, time have to be there. But here you don't see space, time in causal state. Right? Yat asti, that which is, what this thing, what is it? Tat karana shariram, this is the causal body. Shariram shiryate iti, that which, what is the word for? Silly mind doesn't come exact with the word, which will wilt away. Which will wilt away, go away, just like the, you buy a fruit, you leave it outside, it's nice and fresh, slowly, slowly it's going to disintegrate. So these bodies also, they will change like this, shariram. Because changing, part of the changing, but I, the Atma Satyam, is not the changing phenomena like this. This is the viveka, because we said that knowledge that is pointed out by Vedanta is the viveka jnanam, right? We said atma and atma viveka, between myself and not myself, or nitya nitya vastu viveka, that was talked earlier on, between the unchanging and changing. So here, showing the changing, and what I am is not that changing, in this way. And you say, I'm ignorant. So the ignorance belongs to me. The ignorance of Chinese belongs to me, right? The ignorance of myself belongs to me. You can't say belongs to the stone. The stone, you can't say it has ignorance because it doesn't have a mind, doesn't have knowledge. The knowing, only the knowing, the conscious being can be ignorant because the conscious being can know. So my ignorance, like this. So meaning my essence is knowingness, because I'm ignorant of something, I'm a conscious being. You want to say the stone doesn't know Chinese, you'll say Gajanan doesn't know Chinese. Conscious being doesn't know Chinese. So you won't say the stone doesn't know self, doesn't know its true nature. You'll say, I don't know. I'm a conscious being. I don't know my true nature like this. So this is the three bodies, and then we'll look into other aspects next time. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So before we conclude, if anybody has any questions, we can spend a few minutes to discuss. Very good. Means everything is clear, or made it too confusing that we don't know where to start from, one or the other. I remember when going as a student for many years, some classes you'd sit there, what's is it? And sometimes, very clear like this. And I know earlier on when teaching, some classes I know, I made a big confusion today, I know, but it doesn't happen as much after anything. You get a little more experience with it. So it goes a little easier to explain in this. So very good, have a wonderful week, and then next time we'll continue next Sunday.